Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I do work over in the fart department. May I please have your first and your last name?
William Bryant.
Okay, thank you. And verify your shipping address for me.
232 Haskell Street, New Bedford, Mass.
Okay, thank you. And also verify your email address for me, please.
Kim.1941@yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you. Now, this account right here states that the 29th of September, it is showing that a sweepstake offer was taken. Now, what? They already canceled this account. Let me hold on for just a moment because you already spoke with someone. And that was back on the 22nd of October. Yep.
Well,
okay.
Whatever it was, I told them to cancel any more payments, and they didn't.
And I see that, and I do apologize on that behalf. So what I'm going to do on my end is refund that payment back to you. Like I said, I do see where you did call in on the 22nd of October. They did already explain to you what I was about to explain, which is the fraud process. I'm not going to go back over that with you because all this should have been canceled and taken care of. And I do apologize on that behalf. I'm going to just make sure it's canceled and refund those payments back to you, Mr. Bryant.
Okay, can you give me a confirmation number on that?
I sure can. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be C-919-995-389.
Okay, I appreciate that, Miss. Thank you.
Yes, sir, and you're welcome. And I'm refunding those payments back to you, Mr. Bryant. It's two payments of $39.89, and they're going to go back within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. You enjoy your weekend. Thank you for calling customer service.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.